Wildfires in South Central Alaska are causing major traffic problems on some of the region's busiest roads, affecting locals, buses filled with tourists, and trucks trying to resupply grocery stores. Due to the fires, both the parks and Sterling Highways have had temporary closures and major backups. As of Tuesday afternoon, both the highways were passable, but with heavy delays, according to the Alaska Department of Transportation. But Meadow Bailey with the Transportation Department warns they may close again with little notice.
There's a lot of erratic fire behavior, and so it tends to change very rapidly.
Bailey says travelers should avoid driving through fire areas unless it's absolutely necessary. The closures caused logistical messes for many Alaskans. That includes tourism companies. Josh Howes is president of Premier Alaska Tours, which runs a fleet of over 100 motor coaches. Howes says at about 5 on Sunday night, the wildfire stalled some of his company's buses at Talkeetna Junction with about 1,000 tourists in tow. Most had flights to catch the next day.
We waited and waited, hoping that there would be an opening at some point. And at 11 o'clock at night, we finally had to turn everybody around and go back to Denali or Fairbanks.
House says they had to find hotel rooms for their customers in Denali and Fairbanks, a big challenge during the peak summer season. A major trucking company is also reporting issues, saying the fires are forcing drivers to pull long hours and change routes. Paul Fries is vice president of sales and marketing for Linden Transport in Alaska.
We're kind of juggling to figure out what's next and surviving and getting through it, but it's been certainly a challenge.
Free says getting frozen goods to grocery stores on the Kenai has been a big issue. He says some drivers waited on the highway for up to 12 hours trying to get through. A Fred Meyer representative confirmed the delays impacted their Soldotna location, but said the store should be resupplied today.